A failing national park in Malawi has become ground zero for an experiment in conservation. Officials are using artificial intelligence and machine learning to stay one step ahead of poachers and keep elephants from killing villagers. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports from Malawi as part of the NPR series I'll Be Seeing You, about the technologies that watch us.
The best way to get close to an elephant is to use an old-fashioned tracking method.
We saw the fresh dung piles along the road and followed those and found him in this clearing.
An enormous elephant is munching on grass less than 20 feet in front of us. It's magical. Luwonde National Park is 200 square miles of scenes just like that. And seeing them makes it hard to believe that just 4 years ago, the park was on the verge of collapse.
So I always describe Luwonde as we found it as being in a state of terminal decline.
That's park manager Craig Reed. He arrived here 4 years ago with a nonprofit organization called African Parks. And his job was to bring Luwonde back from the brink.
So effectively what would have happened had we not intervened would be a total elimination of all wildlife over the 10-year period following.
The things that go wrong in a failed park go wrong very fast. In Luwonde's case, it went beyond crumbling infrastructure or washed out roads. Poaching was endemic, and elephants were killing villagers outside the park. Various Donzani has a small house just outside the park's fence line. He's a retired school teacher.
My house is 50 meters from the fence.
50 meters from the 50 fence?
50 meters.
Donzani is a subsistence farmer, and he and his family rely on the garden for food. He grows mangoes and corn and rice, which happen to be three of an elephant's favorite foods. Elephants have a sweet tooth. So, proximity, food, and opportunity. That's all you need to spark a human-elephant conflict. This is a sound from a video of an elephant charging in Luwonde. After hippos, elephants kill more people in Africa than any other animal. Try shooing an elephant off a field, and this is what you face. An adult female weighs over 3 tons. A bull elephant is typically over 6. Park manager Craig Reed says being killed by an elephant is a horrifying thing.
These big bulls will charge a person, and when people are caught by an elephant, they're normally using their trunk, knock them to the ground, and then kneel on them, crushing them either with their knees or with the base of their trunk, which at that point is all curled up and almost like a fist.
Donzani has seen it happen. He said several years ago, a herd of elephants came out of the park and into the fields.
I tell you, it was a disaster. 7 people were killed that day.
7 people killed in one day. These kinds of deadly episodes have a ripple effect. Smugglers and international cartels will look for local farmers, not Donzani, who have had these kinds of run-ins with elephants. And they'll promise them enough money to buy food for their families. All they have to do is help the poachers locate an elephant. On the black market, a single elephant tusk can sell for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
A new study, the Great Elephant Census, suggests a failure to protect the world's largest land mammals, elephants.
It so happens that around the time Luwonde Park manager Craig Reed arrived in Malawi, one of the founders of Microsoft, Paul Allen, was putting the finishing touches on something he called the Great Elephant Census. It was a massive multi-million dollar project aimed at counting all the savanna elephants in Africa. And it found that in the 7 years between 2007 and 2014, nearly a third of Africa's elephants were killed, mainly by poachers. Allen wanted a high-tech solution, so he funded a company called Vulcan, and they created a program called Earth Ranger. And what it does is it takes all those things park managers know from years of experience and all that paperwork park rangers fill out and puts it through a machine learning program to find patterns and to learn the rhythms of the park.
Message, COVID, proceed over.
Luwonde's operations manager is a man named Lawrence Munro, and part of his job is to plan and schedule ranger patrols. He's been using Earth Ranger to help him deploy those rangers more efficiently.
You can clear the board for this circle.
Munro is standing in front of an image of the park up on a flat screen. It shows the river and clearings and forests. There are little elephant icons tracking GPS location signals from collared elephants, and little rhino icons move across the screen as well. Munro starts clicking a mouse through various Earth Ranger menus. He moves through an animation of suspicious activity in the park. You can see a concentration of snares. Little icons look like little Western lassos, And there are a bunch of them right off the main road.
So you can see those snares are right there adjacent to the path.
Right.
Munro and the park's head of security, Paul Chidera, decide to set up new checkpoints right where Earth Ranger recorded a large number of snares. Before Earth Ranger, Munro used to do this kind of analysis with a map and magnets.
You have to rely a lot more on memory, a lot more radio traffic. Here, you can do a lot more preemptive stuff because you can see the picture.
Munro said it used to take a month to start to see patterns emerging. Now, he can do that daily.
We study it intently every Wednesday because we want to deploy our guys accordingly. But you can do it daily. It's basically the speed at which you can strategize.
Strategize and respond. Earlier this year, the head of law enforcement at Lwande, Paul Chidera, got an alert on his cell phone after an Earth Ranger sensor was tripped. He set up a poacher cam in the area to try to get a bead on what it was. The poacher cam has a special algorithm inside that helps a camera determine whether something going past has a human shape or an animal one. If it looks human, it snaps a picture and sends it, with GPS coordinates, to Earth Ranger and staff cell phones. The poacher cam got a photo of someone coming in.
When he was arrested, he was confronted and he revealed all what he has been doing.
In fact, as they scrolled back through Earth Ranger's database, they found other pictures of him coming into the park with weapons. Those pictures were submitted as evidence in his trial. In the end, the poacher was sentenced to 27 years as a repeat offender. In the past 2 years, poaching in Lwande has plummeted. The park hasn't lost a single high-value animal in 30 months. And those deadly, unscheduled elephant trips outside the park, they're way down, too. While all of this has been going on, Earth Ranger's machine learning algorithm has been training. The program will use game theory and behavioral analysis to tell people like Munro where poachers will go before they get there, allowing rangers to intercept bad guys pre-bang. Poachers will go to where they believe the elephants will be, and they'll find rangers waiting there for them instead. Pawan Nursimha of Vulcan, who helped create Earth Ranger, says AI can take a long time to learn.
The biggest difficulty here is really gathering that data to train up that artificial intelligence model to know what to predict.
Now that Earth Ranger has been deployed in Lwande for 2 years, it's getting close to having enough data to start making predictions. Nursimha sees Earth Ranger getting poachers before they can even fire a shot in the next year or two. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.